Welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast with Friendly Geordies, Miss Love, yes. And myself. We've got a lot of segments today that we have to go through. Jordan, let's start with a quick one because this one was just, it happened today. I don't know if you followed this, but apparently Jim Chalmers has updated his super policy. And the two, first of all, like what he's done is one, which is like, I think the biggest point was that
we're scrapping it all.
No, we're not scrapping it all, but so you were taxed on your capital gains before realizing it. So let's say you've got stocks, you would get, they would charge you tax, based on like what you've, made the capital gains on it. But now they're only doing it if you cash out.
Yeah, but that's wasn't how capital gains works?
I think it wasn't before, but it is now. Let me just like go through it just in case I'm getting this wrong.
Oh, really? Hang on. So, if you sell stocks and then buy other stocks, you're not getting charged on capital gains anymore.
Look, let me just
I'll take that.
This is out of my depth of knowledge.
Okay. So there's no tax on unrealized gains.
Very easy. It's very unrealized capital gains tax.
The tax applies
capital gains.
Please stop showing capital gains.
The tax applies only to realized gains, such as when interest is earned, a dividend is received.
We have to stop saying gains. Hey, capital part's fine.
All right,
no gain, no pain.
Yay.
Yeah, but that's what I'm. Is that the new slogan? It should be.
Yeah, it is. So
mad.
For example, you won't be taxed if you have a property, but if you sell the property, you'll be taxed on the profit. And
I always thought that's how it worked.
Or if a dividend is received, that's not how they were doing it before, but they've updated it. The second thing that they've done is that they've created an additional one, which is people over 10 million in their super accounts will be charged 40%.
10 million.
And then like people that have more than 3 million will be charged 30%. But what they've done this time, which makes their critics happy, is that it's indexed. So I think it'll be – so one second. Let me just in case I'm getting this wrong.
Where is it? Pulled out the sorry.
Okay, another thing is there's an extra top-up for low-income earners, which is between $37,000 and $45,000. If you earn between that, then you actually get a tax credit, which goes up from $500 to around $810 on average. So that's one of the things. But the one that was the biggest one that I – okay, in most cases, Labor's proposal was to double earning tax for earnings above $3 million in any individual's fund, but the original $3 million threshold would not be indexed to adjust for inflation. So now it's indexed to adjust for inflation. So it's not based on the absolute dollar. So this addresses Paul Keating's criticism, which is that everyone in 20 years is going to have. So if it's adjusted to inflation, then that will be taken into account.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably a crowd pleaser thing. Even though, what are we talking about? Crowd pleasing superannuation tax reform.
Yeah.
But I think that there was a lot of people whinging about that. But I think that the parliamentary report that came out said it's fine not to index it, and so I think that they've sort of been to public pressure on that. So I think cowards stick with the technocrats. They're the ones that have the fingers on the pulse of the general public.
But the other question is like, it's not. The Greens and Liberal are still shitting on them. So the Greens' point of view is that this is just caving in to the richest people in Australia, blah, blah, blah.
Everything is. Everything's always caving. Right. Greatly increasing the tax on them and closing a bunch of their loopholes is caving into the rich. Yes. Yeah. Very good as always.
Whereas the Liberal Party...
I'm sure that you fully understand what has just been said. I swear to God, I understand what... superannuation is from Ali gleaning on his laptop going like 40%. I think it's indexed now, man. Really? I thought that you got that the whole time. I thought that that was the policy the whole time. I reckon I have a better understanding of superannuation than the entire Greens party. I think they don't understand what it is.
Whereas the Liberals, their reaction to this is that this was a policy that was opposed by the Liberal Party every step of the way. And this is a victory for common Australians. It also discredits Jim Chalmers completely. They don't know what they're talking about. And we're going to review this policy in detail to find the nitpicks that we're going to still shit on them. That this part I'm saying, they didn't say it. But yeah, they're saying like, this just tells you like how Labour's economic policies can total shit. And if we weren't here, then like this horrible policy would have been passed.
Right. Okay. In other words, they don't have a criticism. They're saying, we will find something to shit on in the future.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
There's nothing that we can be angry about now. Yeah.
But let's not forget that they think of something.
We will think of, give us some time. Yeah. Give us some time.
And Labour's...
This is a pretty weighty piece of paper. In fact, I don't think that Ali could bench this new report, frankly. It's only 10 pages long.
And Labour's... Jim Chalmers' view was, look, now I've taken every consideration. Can you just pass it now, please?
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad. I've never been more happy to be Australian than right now. I feel like everybody is on board with Labour's agenda. No one cares what these other two parties are calling
about.
Dude,
I don't know if people are... I don't know if people are...
I don't think they care. I think they're saying things into a vacuum. It's like they're dejectedly walking into the booth at ABC. What do you think about the superannuation? Oh, there's a tax on the rich. Yeah, it's really bad.
The Libs
not
here...
Not enough for the rich.
The Libs here are like the Democrats in America.
Why?
Well, no power.
No power. Not, really unpopular.
Can't do anything.
Shut up. No one's listening to them.
No, yeah, exactly.
Dude, Labour's getting a lot of shit from everywhere. This is a problem that you would have if you're the only sort of big political party left on the scene. They got a lot of hammering from the 5% deposit thing.
Yeah, they did get hammered for that. But
I think it's, what do we whinge about this week? I think really what you're looking at is the only people that are watching politics now are so socially stunted and indoors that they are the people that complain about everything, and so it sounds more
right,
like it's ricocheting throughout the public more than it is.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you one thing. Guys, my job is to focus on politics. I'm not focusing on it. I don't care. does anyone really care? Like,
I'm not either.
If you seriously do care about it at this stage, you really suck as a person.
I kind of agree with that.
There's no way that you're a good person.
I kind of agree with that.
And I'll add this. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You are getting all of your information from X.
Yeah.
But what I want to say is, like, the entire media spectrum from SBS to Sky News was against the Labour Party. Like, it was coming from everywhere.
For the 5%.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is you could see it reflected. And that's why when we explained the 5% deposit scheme last time, you saw people nitpicking and zooming in on half a sentence that we said and then going off on this long tangent that had absolutely nothing to back it up. Just,
It's not making the house affordable for me, so it sucks.
Yes. That's how national policy works. It should be geared entirely to whoever you are. That you don't understand in the first place.
And the thing is, too, like, people...
the whole nation's policies should be put to your vague whims.
And, like, the people that were complaining about housing, it's like, it was put forward, was it Rudd or Shorten, that were like, we'll do we'll scrap negative gearing. And they was voted. They weren't voted in. They were voted out.
By these same people that were complaining.
That's what I mean. So it's like, which do you want? It has to be one.
No, they just want to complain.
Yeah.
That's their problem. They don't want any solutions at all.
Yeah, all I can say is like...
They want a solution that they heard some crackpot like me maybe saying on YouTube, and that's it.
Right,
And furthermore, as soon as that's out, they will do the same thing. They'll turn around like the Greens and say, this is caving to the rich. Whatever it is, it's caving to the rich, always.
Yeah. It is really difficult to be a centrist politician at the moment.
Like, it is,
just, not in Australia, man.
But, in terms of, like, criticism, you know, like, the whole world, like, everyone's... There's just so much negativity.
But don't you think he's right?
Like, it's impossible to satisfy people.
But don't you think he's right what he's saying, where it's like, it seems like that online, but... That's not representative of, like, not everyone is online.
Yeah, I suppose that's true, yeah.
Everyone's online, but everyone's online watching people bench.
Yeah.
They're
but I'm not
watching this.
But they're not, the ones that are complaining seems to be probably the loudest. It seems like if you're on social media, you'll get these articles.
All I'll see, all you'll show is, look, we will do what this audience clamors for, and we will do very niche Australian things, and it will always algorithmically massively bomb.
Really?
What does that tell you? It tells you that no one cares about Australian politics. No one.
Right.
Unless it's this next segment, which is What's your opinion on Lithia Torp's latest controversy? Have you heard about
this? Now I'm interested.
Is that the Palestine thing?
Yeah, well, but...